He carried a broad-brimmed hat in his hand, while he wore across the upper part of his face, extending down past the cheekbones, a black vizard mask, which he had apparently adjusted at that very moment, for his hand was still raised to it as he entered. From the lower part of the face, he appeared to be a man of strong character, with a thick, hanging lip and a long, straight chin suggestive of resolution pushed to the length of obstinacy.
"You had my note?"
he asked, with a deep, harsh voice and a strongly marked German accent.
"I told you that I would call."
He looked from one to the other of us, as if uncertain which to address. "Pray take a seat," said Holmes. "This is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson, who is occasionally good enough to help me in my cases. Whom have I the honour to address?"
"You may address me as the Count von Krem, a Bohemian nobleman. I understand that this gentleman, your friend, is a man of honour and discretion whom I may trust with a matter of the most extreme importance. If not, I should much prefer to communicate with you alone."
I rose to go, but Holmes caught me by the wrist and pushed me back into my chair. "It is both or none," said he. "You may say before this gentleman anything which you may say to me." The Count shrugged his broad shoulders.
"Then I must begin," said he, "by binding you both to absolute secrecy for 2 years. At the end of that time, the matter will be of no importance. At present, it is not too much to say that it is of such weight. It may have an influence upon European history."
"I promise," said Holmes.
"And I,"